I'm gonna tell you. Bring it up, Jake.
This beat is bumping. Got Riz all over the place.
God almighty. All right. Let's try and like get through the Packers here so we can do golf bets. Also, Jake, how many 640 baseball games do we have? Just one?
Yes, just one.
You have a bet in it with the it's the Twins Rays game.
Sure do.
What is it?
Rays team total over four.
Let's circle around this a little bit.
Jake's brain doesn't have Riz right now.
Do you have a bet? Yes. Would you like to share it? Sure. Okay, can you please just tell us what the bet is?
All right, Jake, would you like to analyze the bet at all? I have a bet in this game also.
Yeah, sure. Rays team total over four. Pablo Lopez over his last four starts, 6.95 ERA, a 5.01 FIP. It's just the Rays are the best lineup in baseball. Pablo Lopez is on the downside. I'll take their team total over four.
Jake's upset because George Kirby got absolutely bulldozed today. So that's where that Padres game. But it's been 8-0, 9-0 or something. That's Jake, tough. That's a tough start.
Are you upset about that?
Yeah, I mean, upset is not great. It's just, you know, George Kirby, we barely knew you. Good ride.
Yeah. It's like when Eduardo Rodriguez got hurt. I was like, well, this feels awful. This feels absolutely terrible. Yeah. Join the club.
I want to bet the Minnesota Twins tonight. Armstrong is starting for the Rays. Now, Ken, I know that you're not a big pro wrestling guy.
No.
But the Armstrong
family.
I don't know who that is,
by the way. Who is Armstrong?
He's an opener for them.
Oh. BJ's son?
Yeah. actually, Neil's grandson.
One giant leap toward home plate.
Lance is a good one. How do we forget that? Lance Armstrong definitely has Riz. He conned everybody.
A lot of one ball counts, probably. Imagine. <Yeah. laughs> To hold it together for a lot of that, I really, I the delivery was perfect. I thought I was going to crack in the middle of the delivery.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I tell you, he had the testicular fortitude to really pull off that con job on everybody.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, there was the Armstrongs in WCW. The gimmick was the Armstrong curse was that none of them could win. None of the family members could win. Goldberg famously squashed one of the Armstrongs at Super Brawl back in 1998. The Armstrong curse, I regret to tell everyone, does not just, well, it extends out past pro wrestling into baseball. You mean Lopez going to get back on track here. The Minnesota Twins on the money line against Tampa Bay Rays. More baseball bets coming next segment on the show, but let's do eight buckets here. Green Bay Packers Green Bay Packers.
Trying to do some sports content here, you know, just a little bit.
All right. We can breeze through this, right? Packers at the Bears in week one. We know the point spread. Bears less than a 3-point favorite. Toss up for week one.
Toss up to the rest of this show.
The rest of it. The entire thing. Also, like, the Packers were a really interesting team, and there's no way we're going to be able to do the entire schedule in like one segment here.
Okay, let's see. Maybe it's all the NFC North teams have taken us forever because all the games are like toss up or three, and we can't figure out which one it is. So we've actually probably done every game on their schedule already because we've done Minnesota and Chicago and Detroit. But like, I don't remember what those numbers were, so we're just gonna kind of wing this. It's gonna be all right.
A lot of one ball counts was really good. All right, Packers on the road in Atlanta in week number two.
Packers on the road at Atlanta is a toss-up game, or is Atlanta 3?
I think Atlanta. No, a toss-up. Toss-up.
Why? But if the Chicago number is this, why isn't Atlanta 3?
Well, isn't Atlanta's what? Like, Atlanta's basically 3 against Carolina, right? And Green Bay's rated a little better than Carolina?
They're all, like, kind of rated exactly the same right now.
You want to call it 3? You think that's more likely?
No, I don't think it's more likely, but I just... It's weird that, like, this nut market is this for week one, and yet, like, it can't be 3. I guess because it would get bet, because I would love to bet it. Because I would be obsessed with betting
it. You know what? Candidly, like you're right. It needs to be 3. If Chicago's going to be 2.5, then Atlanta needs to be 3. You're right.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah, like where we are right now and that market for week one, all the teams rating and all the futures. I just, like, I think Atlanta's probably 3 in the game. I think that's, like, a likely loss, which is insane.
All right. Week 3, the Green Bay Packers will host the New Orleans Saints. Is the Saints 2.5 or Saints minus 3?
Probably 2.5.
Okay, 2.5 on the road.
This one I think I feel pretty good. 2.5.
All right, toss up. Week 4, the Packers will host the Detroit Lions on Sunday Night Football. Oh, it's a Thursday night game, actually. This is Thursday night. This is a short week, Packers-Lions.
Well, we definitely did this. It has to be Lions minus 3. Like, it has to be. Yep. Yeah. Okay. So likely loss. Up to a rousing start in Green Bay so far this year. Okay.
October 9th, Sunday Night Football, or Monday. I don't know. This whatever. Packers at the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh God.
Is this Raiders 3?
It has to be Raiders. It's at least Raiders 3. Yeah.
It is. Yep.
Yeah.
Likely loss.
Sheesh. Okay.
All right. Packers at Broncos. Likely loss. Not 7, cool. Right?
Not 7, but like, yeah, that's likely loss.
October 29th, Packers host the Vikings.
Oh, man.
Toss-up.
Yeah, 2.5 up Minnesota or less. I remember us doing this game. This was definitely a toss-up.
November 5th, Packers host the Rams.
Likely win.
Packers minus 3.
Yeah.
It seems rated terribly. November 12th, Packers at the Steelers. Likely loss.
Likely loss.
November 19th, Packers host the Chargers. Likely loss.
Likely loss.
November 23rd, Thanksgiving, Packers at the Lions. Likely loss.
Yep.
Is that 7? No, right?
Yep, that's 7. Well, they're getting blown out. Yeah.
December 3rd.
Oh, wait, Packers... sorry. I thought you meant is that their 7th likely loss. That's what I thought you meant. Not is the number 7. I don't think the number is 7.
And we didn't have it 7 when we did Detroit. So it should be, this will be likely loss.
I had it as like under 7, but a pretty big number. So I put that in as a likely loss, which is the Packers 7th. That was the confusion there.
Sunday night, December 3rd, the Packers host the Kansas City Chiefs. Likely or blowout.
likely.
Okay. December 11th, Packers at the New York Football Giants. Likely loss.
Yeah. It's probably like Giants 3, I guess. Would it ever be Giants 2.5?
Not at this point, right?
Yeah, well, I guess. I think this will just prove a point when we do it, which is just like how absolutely ass the Packers rating is right now.
December 17th, the Packers host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Likely
win. Likely win. All right.
Christmas Eve, the Packers at the Carolina Panthers. Toss up.
Toss up.
December 31st, Packers at the Vikings. Likely loss.
Yep.
And January 7th, week 18, the Packers host the Chicago Bears. Toss up.
Yeah. Absolutely. Agree on all
and there you go. I was like, this is going to take us 9 segments. It took us about 4 minutes.
Well, you like steer the... Usually you don't read every game and immediately give the answer to the question. We've also done every division game in this division.
Yeah, but this one was really easy though, right?
Yeah, there was only the Atlanta game, which is what, like week 2 or week 3? That was the only one where it's like, should Atlanta be 3 right now in that game? I gotta be honest though, like I would jam the Packers +3 at Atlanta right now.
Well, you might get that opportunity.
Because based off these points spreads, it has to be three. And what do they? What if they play bad against Chicago on the road?
That's three and a half, at least three then in that situation.
God, Atlanta gets like an opportunity to look good in their opener too, home against a rookie. Okay, schedule analysis. The Green Bay Packers will play no games in which they are a blowout winner or blowout loser. They will play zero games that fit into those categories. They have 10 games that are likely losses on their schedule. So that is a dog of 3 to 6.5, which kind of speaks to how they're rated. Like, if they're this against Chicago, here's what they are against every other team. They'll play 5 true toss-up games. So only two games total that fit into the combined winning buckets. Two. They play 17. So no blowout wins, no blowout losses, 2 likely wins, 10 likely losses, 5 toss-ups, with a win total of 7.5, juiced under. The Packers' win total estimate is 7.1 is where we are. And like the really funny thing is, my first thought when I see this is just like, man, I really like the over.
I do too.
Like, there's this rating implies that Jordan Love is so bad. And like, maybe he's bad, and then it's 7. Like, if he's really bad, it's 7.1. That's what it is if he's bad. What if he's slightly less bad?
Yeah.
Like, I'm even gonna say good.
So, yep.
It's kind of how I feel about Sam Howell too. But they don't. But the difference of these two teams is Washington predicts like Howell's bad, but they're way under their number because the schedule is way tougher. Like, Packers project like Jordan Love's bad, but the schedule just still gets them to like, and the talent on the roster gets them to 7, 7.5, even with Jordan Love being bad. Like, they're gonna be more than a 3-point dog against 6 of these teams if he's passable. All those games move into toss up range, or Packers 3 in some of those situations. So, I still really like the over.
Okay, and are we done with the Packers? Yes, right.
Oh yeah, well, just if we did the other calculation, so that's just, they have no blowout wins, no blowout losses, all 17 games move into the toss-up category in that day, and 8.5 would be the number, which just shows that like there's no game on their schedule that they're like written off in. There's zero games where that's the case.
Love the Packers win total over this year, and that is the Green Bay Packers here, 8 buckets on You Better You Bet.